very unlikely to find a similar home within 80 kilometers. So this limitation should also be removed. And I also mentioned previous about our planned B&B business. The anticipated profit from such business loss is not provided as in the PWA. But we really have some genius reason to start a B&B business to make a living. So the business was just, the planned business just was disrupted by COVID because of the harbor project. So we also think KBRL should reasonably consider this and make a fair compensation. And then we will be homeless for a very long time. This will make us result in very persistent mental health issues, lots of stress, anxiety, etc. We don't know the solution, but as a programmatic and not necessarily mature idea, we could suggest KBRL to build or purchase a similar home for us before we move out. Otherwise, even if they pay us, say, $2 million, $3 million today, I don't know where to buy our home. We still will be homeless. Now I talk about some complicated tax issue. As I said, if we got $2 million, $3 million today, what should we do? If we worry about the future house price increase, probably we have to invest some of them or all of them. But who is going to give us some advice for such a huge amount of investment? Who is going to pay the tax from the profit, if any? And as you might also know, if we got profit, we are very likely to be taxed at 39%. That's huge. I made a calculation, which means the calculation suggests we needed to gain 64% more than house price increase to catch up the house price. So if house price increase 10%, our profit needed to increase by 16%. If that's 30%, our profit needs to put 49%. This is really, really unreasonable for us. If we could not catch up with that, should we force to take a very risky approach, investment approach to catch up that? I don't know. And if our investment result in a loss, who is liable for that? Are we the only person to be blamed? KBRL has no responsibility for that. One might argue that probably we can buy a temporary home. It's not a satisfactory, but at least we can get on the house ladder. But we have to induce some pain if we are not satisfied with that. And when we wanted to sell that temporary home, we of course needed to spend the time, the money to find the alternative home as well, to pay the agent fee, legal fee, etc. So here there are some immature recommendations, which some might involve some legal change as well. So we suggest the nation change the relevant clause to waive tax from such profit. I know these are immature, but just for discussion. And if there's any loss, we suggest KBRL needed to top up to make sure our investment catch up with the house price increase. Again, as I said, that's one of the so many, many questions we really needed to start a discussion with KBRL.
Why are you applying a tax rate to that figure? If the gain is capital gain in an investment, then isn't it equally untaxable like other increases?
Well, I'm not a tax expert, of course, but
no, nor am I.
but as as we clearly can say, the reason we invest that amount of money is really wanted to make a gain, a capital gain. And as far as I know, IRD really wanted to tax us.
Oh, I see. So you have a short term,
possibly a short term.
Yeah, trading. I see.
Yeah, if I buy share today and I want to sell tomorrow or in 2 months,
I've got you.
Yeah. So that's the reason we really want to discuss with them, because they are complicated. That's the reason I say they are immature idea we have so far. There are also some other practical issue. Should a fair compensation is made, must we endure long time pay living in a huge construction site if we could not reach agreement with KiwiRail? Oh, here I have some problem myself. Okay. But what I wanted to say is, if the project go ahead, can we really force them to buy and compensate us fairly? Not because they have the legal right to acquire it at home at their discretion, but it's not determined by us. But when, because our property is just in the middle of that footprint, our life will be significantly affected by the construction, and we are not know when that will end. So that's the reason why we say if we have the right to ask them to buy. And the second practical issue is, where are we going to live if we are forced to leave our home? 9 people. And then how can we manage the kids' schooling if we have to travel far away to Auckland, to Christchurch or whatever, to visit open home, to visit a school or job opportunity? They are really too young. Our youngest daughter is only 3 years old, and the second one is 5 years old, and Helen is 13 years old. And can KiwiRail rent our house back to us after acquiring it? For how long? How is the rent to be determined? And should the project is delayed for a long time or even cancelled at some point, can we still buy back our home? We really have an intention to buy back if we are forced to sell, because probably we can't find a similar home anyway. So these are just some of the questions we really wanted to be resolved in a discussion with KiwiRail, but they haven't provided such opportunities to us so far. We know they are fairly busy, but I think they needed to consider this well ahead, because we told them many, many times. We also know KiwiRail is seeking a lapse period of 15 years instead of maximum 5 years for the designation. Their reason is the scale and the complexity of the work. Similarly, I would say, we also require relevant law change due to the uniqueness and the complexity of our property under the circumstance. I know it's really difficult, but I would plea all people join our petition to change relevant cause, because this will not affect only us. In the future, in this country, if such a public works affects other landowners with a similar situation like us, so might face similar problem like us. So KiwiRail, Thompson North City Council, to minister who would approve the funding for the construction, I think they are liable. They have such obligation to support us to change relevant laws. As I said, we are relevant. We are vulnerable person. We are not a legal expert. So here we really need to get support. Now I move on to some other aspect. So as I mentioned in my submission, I see KiwiRail is using a very old flood demand study back 2012-13. And the more recent 2017 study showed overall freight is quite stable to 2015 to 2053. So I didn't answer why they choose a very old, outdated report. We think such expensive building such an expensive freight hub is not justified if they are based on such old report. Also, we see there are some fairly persistent negative impact of COVID. So COVID already significantly changed the world and continue changing the world. And today we even don't know the origin of COVID-19. So in United States, they are investigating the origin of COVID-19. If it's from the nature, why we couldn't find its host animal? If we couldn't find the host animal after so long time, over 1 year's time, how confident are we in seeing another outbreak because it can jump from bat to another host animal? If it was man-made, then people can make another similar virus which can cause the whole world be in a lockdown state. Then another world war? Also, we see the vaccine already reduced its effectiveness when it deals with the new variant of COVID-19 virus. And we don't know, of course, we don't know when the pandemic will end, when the normal trade, freight, transportation will resume. We really don't know. All this will affect the forecast freight volume. And there are also geographic change in the recently, in the past few years. So China is New Zealand's largest export market, which is around, I think, one third of export is to China. But this country is being challenged for lots of things. Intellectual property safety, theft. As you know, the golden kiwi fruit has been stolen to China and have been planted many, many acres in China. And New Zealand always have no solution for that. You also know the US-China trade war. And China is also being blamed by its cover-up of the origin of COVID-19, punishment of the early windblower, journalists and its citizens. And they are blamed for spreading the virus. They are destroying the Hong Kong democracy. They made a military threat and planned invasion to Taiwan. They are militarization of South China Sea and the genocide in Xinjiang province. And recently, they also made a massive cyber attack against the country, including New Zealand. And China is deteriorating relations with many countries. And China also used economic sanctions to many countries, including Australia. Actually, New Zealand export like Lok's Diary benefited from China's sanction to Australia, but can it continue? What if New Zealand stand up with Australia, US, will China punish New Zealand as well? In that sense, can we export a similar amount of goods to China again? Also, in China, it has aging and shrinking population. For the first time, it shows its greatest pace population growth. This data was released in May this year. It has been delayed, and some people are really questioning, even this data might be not realistic, not real. That's the reason, actually, 2 months ago, China introduced a new policy which allows couples to have maximum 3 children. But this is still very spectacular. The population is still going to aging and the population is going to shrinking, which means the market demand might be going down as well. On the production side, on the supply side, we also see the global warming is reducing the supply the supply of the production in New Zealand because of the drought, because of some severe weather. And New Zealand has already passed some bills, I think, in climate emergency, which will inevitably impact the production in this country. So as you can see, both the supply and the market may be sacrificed. We don't know why Kiwi Rail can still see or still forecast the freight volume might increase. I don't know. I can't understand. Finally, we also see the rail share might be eroded by some alternative solution, like autonomous driving, like the truck profiting, where many trucks are connected to each other and the spacing at a specific distance one by one, which reduces friction, which is very similar to train, which are connected one by one. And that, of course, increase the efficiency of transportation. And don't forget, we have electric battery. They are showing some promise in the future. So we really need the city council, the panel, or even Kiwi Rail really think about if and how much their market share might be eroded for the next 100 years. Environmental concern. So this,
just before you do that, let's have 5 minutes to stand up and just exercise. You've got 5 minutes just for people to go to the toilet because it's been a long session.
Okay.
Is that all right? Just 5 minutes. Thank you.